Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
It looks like we're getting a new coffee shop on the east side of town.
Oh, really?
It's called Ziggy's Coffee, and it's part of a newly approved building at Four Point Center, which you may recall is the development that has McKendry Metro Recplex in it.
Yeah.
This is a new building that'll go up in the space just north of the new CC Food Mart and Shell Station.
Okay.
Ziggy's will be a drive-through only coffee shop. There's going to be no indoor dining. But in addition to the drive-through, they'll have a separate walk-up window as well as some patio space for outdoor seating. And in the artist rendition, the outdoor seating is on the west side of the building, so hopefully the building will block the strong sun as it rises in the east in the mornings.
Oh, cool.
So their menu includes traditional coffee shop fare, so lattes, cappuccinos, cafe Americanos, and the like. But they'll also have fruit smoothies, which I know you're a fan of.
Yes.
And then some Red Bull infused beverages.
Okay.
And then they'll have frozen blended drinks that look like milkshakes. So cookies and cream flavored, frozen hot chocolate. It all sounds really delicious.
Very cool. Well, I think this mobile model with no indoor dining, they'll catch a lot of the traffic heading from O'Fallon into Scott Air Force Base. People heading south on Scott Troy Road will be able to drive through quickly and get a morning pick-me-up on their way into work at the
Agreed.
Base.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. So in addition to the coffee shop, there will be four additional spaces for businesses. I think one of them might be a potential small sandwich shop and then three additional retail tenants. So stay tuned for what those might be. And I hope the construction on that's going to start soon.
Sounds good.
Before we move on, I want to give a huge shout out to Colonel Scott Heathman. He's been the base commander at Scott Air Force Base for the last 2 years and has led the airmen so well. His change of command is next week, and we'll welcome in Colonel Christopher Robinson as the new commander, but I hope between now and then, people who have had the pleasure of working alongside Colonel Heathman reach out and just express their appreciation for all he's done. He is so dedicated to the Air Force mission, and he comes at it from a human capital perspective. The military can be very focused on process, and from my perspective, Colonel Heathman has worked incredibly hard to develop the human side of the Air Force. He's a big mental health advocate, and he openly discusses challenges that the airmen face about deployments or family struggles. He's always been very accessible to the community, and he's incredibly generous with his time and service to others. So, Colonel Heathman, thank you so much for your excellent leadership as Wing Commander. You led during very challenging times, and you've set an incredible example for others to follow. You've impacted others' lives, and I'm so thankful that you're remaining at Scott Air Force Base as a part of the 18th Air Force. So, sir, hats off to you.
I wish we had some cool military sound effects to play right now.
Oh, yeah, right? That would be awesome. All right, we'll have to plan better next time. So, but I do have some DJ Airhorn-worthy news. The high school girls soccer team are state champions. They won the championship game on Saturday night, defeating Lyons Township High School 1-0. Now, every state championship win is a big deal, right? But I feel like this one, it's bigger this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Coming out of COVID, it's been such a weird school year for the students. Lots and lots of disappointment. And then these gals took to the field with all that they had, and they came home as state champs for the first time ever.
Well, and to add to the storybook ending, I believe that when the seniors were freshmen, this team went 2-15. They only won two games.
Yeah.
And now they're the state champions. So way to go, O'Fallon Township High School girls varsity soccer.
Heck yeah.
So what's on the calendar for this week?
This Saturday, June 26th, is the big day in downtown O'Fallon. Vine Street Market is from 8 until noon. Burgers STL Food Truck will be here. And then from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., there's art. Chalk It Up to Art, brought to you by Bank of O'Fallon, will have artists creating chalk art on pavements. There'll be live music throughout the day. And then Bizart is that evening inside of O'Fallon Station. Bizart is an art festival with live music and artists displaying and selling their work. So we have that going on.
Okay.
Boarding House Bistro, Gears, Flamenco's The Place, and The Philly Wagon are serving food and drinks all day. There's a great graphic with a schedule of events, so I'll go ahead and put a link to that in the show notes.
Okay.
This Thursday evening is Bike Surgeon's Rock and Roll Ride. They'll roll out at 6 p.m. from the shop. It's an easy 5-mile bike ride for riders of all ages and levels. And then next weekend is July 4th weekend. The city fireworks are scheduled for Saturday, July 3rd at dusk in the Family Sports Park. But you're going to want to get there early because A Fine Swine is making its debut as a food truck during the fireworks event.
Oh, cool.
You may remember A Fine Swine. was a really popular and award-winning barbecue place in New Baden.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it closed last year, one of the many COVID tragedies. But it's being resurrected as a food truck, but it's actually part of a really cool, innovative food service model called a cloud kitchen. And Nick, Eurofallon Weekly had a great full-page article about this entrepreneurial and philanthropic cloud kitchen in this week's edition.
We did.
It was great. And there's even more going on since that article dropped a couple days ago. So things are moving really quickly, and I am very excited about what's happening in this new food truck space. So anyways, that's next weekend, so plan to get to the park early for food and then stay for fireworks.
Okay.
And then coming up on July 10th is the Jen Muller Memorial 5K Race and Fun Run. Registration opens at 6:30 a.m. and the 5K begins at 8. You may recall that we've talked about Jen in a previous episode. She was a community member who died after a hard-fought battle with cancer. Her family and friends host this 5K as a way to raise scholarship money for local youth. The race starts and ends at St. Nicholas Church, and the route is relatively flat. There's just one area that's a little bit of a hill, so this makes it a great family-friendly race. And it's also good if you've been wanting to do a 5K, but we're waiting for a great route, but that's a lot of fun because the race will have two splash pad zones along the route where runners can be doused with water guns.
Oh, cool.
Right up your alley, right?
Yeah.
And then after the official race, there's a kids' fun run around the block, which is always entertaining to watch. So there are medals for different age groups, and then the top male and female runners will also each receive $100 gift cards to the bike surgeon.
Neat.
So that's Saturday, July 10th. Registration is open now, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
There are quite a few outdoor and family-friendly events coming up in the next few weekends.
Yep.
But let's save those for next week's episode. So with that, Jessica, I'm going to get going.
Hey, thanks, Nate. Always a pleasure.
Wait, did you just call me Nate?
Oh, Lord. I'm so sorry. I did that in last week's episode, too. I called the history guy Larry Geiger, but his name is actually Lance Geiger.
Oh.
Jeez, Jessica, get your life straight. My apologies to Lance. He didn't say anything to me, but an astute listener alerted me to my error. So, Lance, I'm so sorry. I promise I'll do better next time. And thanks, Nick.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.